Welcome to another evening with 180 Degrees. I am here joined with my fantastic co-host, Amarain.
Good evening, everybody. Unfortunately, Inga is not here with us tonight. She has motherly duties.
Yes, so we will be keeping her in our prayers, and we think you guys should too. She will, however, be in studio with us again next week, and we are so looking forward to being a trio again. However, in her place, I guess, we have Jacqueline Carlos from Moot, and we are going to have such a fantastic interview, you guys. You don't want to miss it. Please stick around for about 20 past 7. It's going to be quite a doozy. Now, Amarain, how was your weekend?
My weekend was actually really great. I was on a spiritual retreat, a silent retreat to Andrew Murray Spirituality Center in Wellington with some periods of silence. Like we'd wake up at 6 in the morning, have chapel at 7, and then we'd be in silence for breakfast, and then we'd have a couple of sessions, and then we'd be in silence the whole afternoon.
So it was scheduled silence.
Scheduled many hours of silence every day. It was really good, though. Like, I came back really rested, and I think really spiritually fulfilled as well. It was very educational.
Wow, that's quite interesting. We've spoken about silence here on 180 Degrees and how much you can learn in it, but it's still such a challenge to me to have to schedule silence and actually be silent in it. My weekend was quite interesting. I threw a surprise birthday party for one of my best friends, and then another best friend drove in from a different town, and we celebrated. And then on Saturday, we went out into the CBD of Cape Town and went to I Heart the Dough. We went to the Company Gardens, and then we walked along the Seapoint Promenade.
It sounds like so much fun.
It really was. Like, it's fun to do things. Now that we are not in a hard lockdown at the moment, it's fun to go out into Cape Town and just explore.
But we literally had, like, opposite weekends.
Literally, because there was, like, no silence in my weekend. But it's so nice that we can come together and just, like, talk about these lovely things. But as for now, we're going to listen to I Will Follow by Chris Tomlin. It's a nice one, you guys.
Cape Town. What's down in Cape Town?
Cape Town.
So we just listened to I Will Follow by Chris Tomlin, and it always gets me. I quite like that song.
He has a really nice voice.
So true.
I need to listen to more of his stuff.
No, he just released an EP, actually, Chris Tomlin and Friends, and it's quite nice. It's got a variety of different genres. I personally enjoyed it very much. I think you should check it out. It'd be a nice introduction.
On the drive home. So it is now time for the What's Down in Cape Town section of the show. So the first one is something I am trying to convince all my friends to go to, which is the Rollercade in Cape Town. Did you know that Cape Town has a Rollercade? It is a roller skating park found in the waterfront.
Yes! Oh my goodness. I have also been trying to get my friends to go.
We should link up and just go ourselves.
Yes, literally. We should just forget about them. Let's just go.
They have roller skating, pool tables, gaming arcade, as well as music. Like, from their website, I kind of saw, like, live DJ kind of vibes.
Really?
Like, the photo implied that, so I'm just like, oh, that's cool. I want to go check it out and see more about it. So you can even book the place to have parties or events or whatever, so that would make sense with it. They have multiple 2.5-hour rolling sessions in a day, as well as sanitization in between, so keeping them COVID protocols. They're also really affordable for, like, a waterfront Cape Town thing.
Right?
It's 150 Rand for a session, like a 2.5-hour rolling session, including the skates and the safety gear. The only thing you need to bring is your own socks. And they do have options for pricing options for if you have your own, like, rollerblades, or if you just want to go to the arcade or whatever. So that's really cool that they have that. So they're at rollercade.co.za. That's rollercade.co.za. The next one is something I'm also excited about, is the cannon firings at the Dole Monument, which we've unfortunately missed this month. Yes. So the last Saturday of every month, there are cannon firings at the Dole Monument in Battle. It's a very cool looking monument. I don't know if you've been to it before. It's like a monument to Afrikaans Dole.
I've seen a cannon before.
No, the monument, not the cannon.
Yeah, I haven't seen the monument.
I will take you to the, it's like a nice, yes, really pointy monument, but it's got really like good outlooks onto a paddle. There's a talk beforehand in Afrikaans and English. And then the best part, someone from the public gets to fire the cannon.
Wow.
So I'm just like, can I like stand in front of like the little kids and be like, please, Misa, it's been my dream for my whole life to fire a cannon. New dream. Excited about that. So it happens at 12 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. The cost is 20 rand for adults, 10 rand for students, and 5 rand for children under 6. But this is also the cost not to see the cannon firing, but to get in to the Toll Monument. Take a picnic basket and enjoy the view as well. It's really stunning. I've had some really nice picnics there.
I didn't even know you could go picnicking there.
I've watched a performer there at some point years ago, but it's a really nice place to go hang out. It has really nice views because it's quite high up. You can see it when you're driving around Battle.
Wow, I definitely have to make a plan to go there, and it's also really affordable. I mean, like 20 rand.
I mean, you have to drive all the way to Battle.
Okay, true.
But like, you get to see a cannon fire in real life.
Right? Like, you're not going to see that on any old suburb. So it's kind of worth the drive.
I definitely think so.
Yeah.
So that has been the What's Down in Cape Town.
Yes, we're just going to hear a little something from a sponsor and go straight into the groovy movie section of the show.
Groovy movie, all Rudy. Hey. A wop ba di da ba di bamboo. Boom.
Time to watch the movies.
And we indeed were watching some movies this week when we came to pick this week's groovy movie. This is a movie that I have referenced time and time again and have somehow never successfully given the answer away. Beforehand. You know, I often, you know, put my foot in my mouth. But with this one, I'm surprisingly very good. So that's where it's going to end in my descriptions of this movie. I would like to tell you guys, if you have any idea what it is, please WhatsApp the answer being the name of the movie, to 081-729-1657, and we'd love to hear from you guys. However, for this week's groovy movie, although we usually play a sound, we're changing things up a little bit because we like to keep you guys on your toes. So instead of playing the song, we're going to read you guys the lyrics.
She says we, but I don't think we'll be able to read it together without singing along.
It's so true. Like, I don't think you guys understand the amount of self-discipline you have to possess to just read these lyrics without singing along, because it's just one of those songs that you just have to throw it down to. So I'm going to read you guys from the first verse, because I'm not going to lie, the very first two stanzas of lyrics are quite intelligible. So, yes. 1, 2, 3. Everybody come up off your seats. I'm going to tell you about a beat that's going to make you move your feet. I'll give the barbecue and show and tell you how to move. If you're 5 or 82, this is something you can do. Pop it, lock it, polka dot it, country fiving, hip hop hip. Put your hawk in the sky, move side to side. Jump to the left, stick it, glide. Zigzag, cross the floor, shuffle in diagonal. When the drum hits, hands on your hips, one-footed 180 twist. I will say I've been singing this song since I was like 9 years old, and this is the first time I've ever seen the lyrics, and I've been singing nonsense for...
She was singing it earlier today. Because she's just like, oh yeah, this is today's groovy movie. And she's singing it, and I'm just like, I know what you're singing, but what are you singing? I must also tell everyone,
oh my goodness,
with not my full heart, but I was partially doing the dance move instructions. Obviously, I'm not going to shuffle in diagonal. I can't take the microphone with me.
But it's one of those things, like, you can't listen to it and not get down.
An absolute bop.
Indeed. Once again, if you have any idea what this week's groovy movie is, and we really hope you do, please WhatsApp us, the answer, at 081-729-1657. We love hearing from you. Now, while you're getting your phones out to send us those WhatsApps, please enjoy a staple here at 180 Degrees. That is Beauty by Aisha Woods.
Zoe on 180 Degrees.
We just listened to Beauty by Aisha Woods, and it was a fun one. We quite like that song here on 180 Degrees. I always like it when it plays.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
Zoe looks at me, she's like, share a soliloquy on your feeling. It's a bop. It's like...
Sometimes that's all you need.
It's a good song.
So before we listen to that good song, we listen to another song. Well, actually, no, we did not listen to it.
Oh, yeah.
We listened to me reciting it like a spoken word poet.
Before Zoe goes on, I did pitch that we sing the song.
Yes!
Because I thought that would be a fun change as well.
But and I seconded it.
But I was overridden. So I just like to apologize. Like, it wouldn't have been great musical stylings, but it would have been energetic musical stylings.
You would have been able to feel our excitement, hear it. It would have been so tangible, you guys. But you know what? I hope that I was able to convey some of that still.
Thank God, station manager, for your ears.
Oh, goodness. So I'm just going to give you guys the answer because, as you know, I do not like keeping you guys in suspense. So this week's groovy movie was Hoedown Throwdown from Hannah Montana, the movie.
Woo.
For all of you guys who guessed correctly, you guys were definitely addicted to the Disney Channel in the early 2000s. And I can't blame you. I really can't because I was there, too.
That movie was iconic.
It really was. Oh, my goodness. So good. So good. I could go on about Hannah Montana forever, but I'm not going to. Let's go straight on into the interview section of the show, and I'm quite excited. We are once again joined by Jacqueline from Moot, and she has a guest with us. Good evening, Jacqueline.
Hi. Nice to be here again.
Yes, it's always lovely when you're in studio.
So this week we've got a lovely young lady, Lucia Rangwiri. And we actually met at a Young Motivators Education, that is our youth camp that we have annually. And that was in 2016, that was the first time we met. And we've grown close since then. I consider my sister. So, so I'm really glad that she's here. And I hope you guys will be inspired. So, Lucia, can you tell us more about yourself?
Hi, listeners. As you heard, I go by the name of Lucia Rangwiri. I am a 24-year-old that is very diversified. I mean by that, my mom and dad have two cultures in them. My mom being a colored and a white, and my dad being a vendor and a Sotho. But most of his childhood life, he grew up in vendor. So I have all this different cultural backgrounds in me that made me the person that I am today. And by that I mean I'm a very bubbly person and I'm colorful. People, my students at college will notice me by the colorful hair dyes that I tend to dye my hair different colors, bold colors. Be like, when I walk in, they know, ah, that's just Lulu, man.
Hey, I love that.
I'm currently a student, electrical infrastructure and construction student at College of Cape Town in my third year. And one of my passions is sports and sports being cricket and obviously now the course that I'm studying. And through this passions, the cricket to be more exact, because that's where I got to spread my wings a little, because in December 2019, I was selected to tour with the under 14 girls of the cricket team of Western Province to tour with them to Pretoria, where we came in second place. Oh, so wow. That for me was really overwhelming. And and at college, I was SRC in 2018.
Wow. Yeah. You're quite a decorated young woman.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask, can you tell us more about your Moot journey? How were you introduced to them? Jacqueline told us a little bit more about it, but we'd like to hear your perspective.
Well, I was introduced Moot by Pedro, who was my childhood friend back then. He was more like of a brother to me. But then we recently met at the college back in 2016. And I was like, I know this guy, but I don't know where I know him from. But he looks so familiar. And then he approached me and was like, are you Lucia? I was like, oh, my God, he knows me too. And I was like, where did we meet? And he was like, man, you used to cook eggs by my house, man. Like, how you don't know that's me? I'm like, are you Pedro? And he was like, yes, that's me. And then we hugged. And then a few months later, he was like, you're going to the camp with me. I don't care whether you say yes or no, but you're going to the camp with me. Not knowing that it was Moot. The camp. So I went to the camp, and my journey since then was very overwhelming because I learned to be in touch with myself and I learned to grow from the box that I boxed myself in. And I realized that this world is more, if you want to achieve something in life, you have to think outside the box and risk your life if you have to and just be yourself. And the journey has been just life-changing because I got to be in the platforms of one of the morning news shows in SABC3. Was it Morning Live?
Yes.
It was
Expresso.
Expresso Morning Live, where I went with him, Hukal Pedro and Carl Wasty. And at the time, the director was Julia Benjamin. Yeah. So it was very nice to be in such engaging platforms to grow and just be in touch with them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm kind of noticing a pattern with like Moot and like the people they bring in that I really like. Where it seems like you've taken people, I almost want to describe them as introverts, and you just really teach them how to open up and like find themselves and be more confident in who they are. And I think that in this world that we live in, where a lot of people may not, as One Direction once said, not know that they're beautiful.
Girl, any other thing. I'm cutting you off. No One Direction quotes. No matter how sentimental they could be.
Oh, goodness. There's so people.
The stands.
Yeah. Some people may not know these things about themselves. And I really feel like Moot inspires people and instills the sense of confidence in them. And I really like that. So I have a question I would like to ask you, Lucia. How has your participation in the Moot program as a young motivator and now a Moot coach at the Moot programs impacted you as a person?
It has taught me that irrespective of what other peers have to say about you, that's irrelevant. If you know who you are and what you stand for, that is the most important thing that you could ever believe in, and to also believe in yourself and the capabilities that you can achieve anything that you put your mind to it.
So true. I feel like oftentimes people put themselves in the prison that is other people's thoughts.
Ooh, these are deep quotes I am allowing you to say.
And then I slip in some more One Direction.
I'm not a directioner, so it'll be quite easy to slip them in.
Oh, goodness.
So seeing that it's Women's Month, is there any women in your life that impacted your journey as a leader?
You know, this question is kind of skeptical because I'd say that woman is myself. Because I'm an overcomer, first of all, and I've survived a lot of hardships. I have survived a lot of hardships while growing up, and it's what has molded me into becoming the woman that I am today. And if I were to choose someone, it'd be Connie Ferguson. I don't know how you guys know her. She recently lost her husband. It's Shauna Ferguson. Do you guys know? You're not aware?
I believe I've been seeing some Facebook posts about a woman who has lost a man who loved her very much.
Yes.
But I'm not familiar with who they are.
Oh, okay. Now, why I love her is because in her environment, or I must say in her circle, she teaches everyone about positiveness and the eagerness of growing as an individual. Just because you're here for a particular role doesn't mean you must be that particular role, but you can spread your wings and be the person that you want to be. So it's all about growing and developing the person that you are in her space. That's why I like her.
Mm.
Yeah.
So I'd like to ask, can you tell us more about the work Moot does and its benefits?
Well, firstly, Moot is an organization that molds youth into being robust leaders, teaching them communication skills, teaching them intrapersonal skills and leadership skills, and promoting peace environment. And it's a spectrum where you can just be in a positive environment and just be yourself. It's that type of culture they are creating and shaping your minds into thinking that you are that next role model that you keep on seeing in the TV or hearing about. If you put your mind to it, you can do it. Just first break free from all the limits that you have placed for yourself and just be yourself.
Yeah, and I think that's something like, especially the South African youth, really needs right now. Yeah. We are a country that is struggling with the issue of hope. So just being able to tell people, you know, you can be your own hero.
Mm.
Wow.
So true. I would like to ask you if you can like elaborate on how, in any other way that you haven't before, how the values that Moot has instilled within you, like you still apply them in your life.
Okay. Their values are courage to care, courage to say no, and courage to live, and courage to conquer all. That's just our main hashtag. And the way I live or go about implementing these values in my life is when I'm facing hardships or maybe in a positive environment, I would always tell myself, you know what, this is just this phase. It will get better at the end of this. So what you need to do is just need to focus on the end goal that you were doing before this hardship came about. So you got to remain focused and remain positive. Sometimes it's hard to remain positive because you are thinking, what is the universe trying to teach me now? Why am I going through this so much hardship?
Yeah.
Like, when am I going to be happy? But then you remember, as soon as you shift from this negative mindset, you remember yourself and you remember how happy you were before thinking all those negative things.
Yeah.
So I would say, So I would say it's a way of making a cupcake into a bad day. I mean, turning a cupcake into a bad day, I mean.
Not possible.
Oh, well,
no
okay.
one has ever had a bad day when there are cupcakes involved.
Okay, well, you could say turning lemon into lemonade when you're having a bad day.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
I would like to pitch turning a lemon into lemon meringue.
Okay.
Wow, my mouth is in the studio watering. That is very interesting. It reminds me of a meme I actually saw this weekend. No, it's like a wholesome meme, you guys.
Okay.
So basically the meme was a picture of someone and he's praying to God and he's like, God, I also want to be happy. When will I experience happiness? And, you know, just praying to have ease in their life. And then in the next frame, it showed the person and they finally got into that stage in life where they wanted to be, you know, experiencing happiness and the joy of the Lord in their life. And they're like thanking God that in this period of hardship, they were kind of, I'm using air quotes, you can't see me because it's radio, but I'm using air quotes to say they were forced into seeking refuge in God, which obviously they're not really forced because they do it by their own volition. But I think that's also very important when we feel sometimes like the world is against us and our back is against the wall.
It's great being friends with Zoe. She really sends you lots of Christian memes that you really just need someday.
Yeah.
How do you conquer your fears?
Well, by letting go of all the limits that I have created to fear my fears. By doing so, I failed my level 4 in 2018, and I recently lost my brother in 2019. So I'm turning 25 this year, so I always pictured myself by this time I'll probably be in a stable life. Like, maybe I'll have my own house by now, my own car, I'll be helping my father. But then I always think, you know what, this is your journey. And whatever hardships you are facing, it's for a reason. You are yet to unlock your purpose in life. So whatever it may be, no other person can be in the shoes that you are currently walking in right now, because it is your story to tell. And you need to be resilient to it, to only see the fruits that you have been harvesting up until now. Okay.
So you're a young motivator as well as a mood coach. Can you tell us more about how your position helps you bring about positive change in others?
Okay. I'm a bubbly person as in general, and person would mix freely in with me without being skeptical about, should I talk to this person or not? They just walk up to me because I'm a warm and loving person. That's what I love about myself, that even if I face so many hardships, like, you know, sometimes you are given hardships that you just can't face alone. You need someone to help you with, but you turn out into be this fantastic, phenomenal human being that you thought you'd never be. And to have someone to look up to you and tell you that you're actually a good role model to be with around, because you're injecting positive energy around the children. I'm referring to the camp that I went to with the under 14 kids, where this one kid, I went there as a manager, right? Managing the team, you know, most the logistics and the times, you have to manage those. But then this kid, I taught this kid how to bowl in a particular line. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of the cricket games and anything.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
We're not a very strong sporting audience.
You said bowl and I was like, pins? What? Like
no, man. So I taught this kid like the right length and line to bowl. And then after she got like three wickets in the practice session, she walked up to me and she was like, thank you, coach. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm a coach for the day. Well, that's okay. And then that feeling, and you can see the smile of the child's face and rubbing off that feeling, it's really good.
Yeah, it's to be really able good. To be so, a positive force in a kid's life.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. I'd like to ask you if there are any experiences, either positive or negative, that have shaped you into the person that you are today.
Yeah, it's been really tough, man, as a kid growing up without your biological mother and having other guardians being placed to you who are just ill-treating you and belittling you. That really was a challenge to get through. But throughout all that journey, it made me into being a stronger person and more capable person than I thought I was back then. Because as I'm thinking, you know, you would like remember the hardships that you went through or a particular phase where you thought like, I am not getting through this, but you got through it. And that is that's just God sent right there. That's just amazing to get through such hardships. It's resilience. It made me the person that I am today.
Mm.
Yeah. And the constant rejection from peer buddies, it's just another thing. Mm. So, yeah. It just made me the person that I am. I just took that in and I locked it away. Our coach used to tell us, if you're facing a bad experience at home or whatever you are facing at home, when you come onto the field, lock it away. Create a folder where you just lock it away. Because at the time, cricket was the only place where I was happy.
Mm.
Because my teammates were my sisters and we created an environment where we should always be happy, no matter what. So as soon as you walk into the gates, you know, it's time to be happy. This was my happy place. Mm. So I found that helped me, including Moot, that helped me to sustain the positiveness that I needed in my life.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow, that was so inspiring. Yeah. What keeps you going? What's your motto in life?
Well, my motto in life is simple. I tell myself that you are limited by the limits you create. It may be that if you create certain limits in your life, you won't achieve anything. But if you break down those limits that you have created, you turn out to being a dynamite. Sorry, guys. You turn out to being a dynamite. And that being by that, you freeing yourself or unlocking yourself to the universe into achieving things that you thought you'd never achieve.
Mm.
So I go about that motto. I live by that motto.
That's a phenomenal motto to have in
so
life.
True.
So we're at the end of Women's Month. We're at the second last day. I'm very sad about that. What are any words of encouragement you'd like to share with any of our listeners, but especially to the women listeners?
I would say that you should appreciate the little things that you have in life, because the next being might be wanting those little things that you are not appreciating.
Mm.
And that you should always trust and believe in yourself and the capabilities that you can do, because only you can do them, no one else. It may be you facing hardship or not, but always believe in yourself. Just know there's a greater, or there's a light, as they say, at the end of the tunnel. Just keep the faith going.
Wow. You truly are just full of so many wise quotes, and it's also very obvious that you're not just saying these because you've read them somewhere, but you generally have them in practice. Like, you've used them in your life, and you may even have crafted them from your experiences. So I think you saying that adds a lot more weight than you may realize.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask one final question, and I wish it wasn't the last one, but I'd like to ask if anyone is interested in getting involved in Moot or becoming just like you, maybe they're inspired by you and your journey, how can they go about doing that?
So they could just head over to College of Cape Town Crawford campus, and that's where they are based currently. Or you could go to their Moot website, which is www.mot.org.za, or call them via their telephone number, which is 021-696-6610. The number is 021-696-6610. You can volunteer there, or you can donate if you want to.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys heard it here first. If you want to be a part of the Moot journey, you want to become a young motivator, you want to change and in the best way possible, obviously, you can join Moot and start your journey today. Thank you so much, Lucia. This was a very touching interview. I quite enjoyed it.
Aww. Thank you.
Thank you for making time being here to be here.
Thank you for making time for us. Yeah.
Yes. We're just going to go straight on into the mystery Bible quiz.
180 degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
180 degrees on Radio Cape Pulpit 729 AM. Mystery Bible Quiz. We just had such a fantastic interview.
And now it is time for the Mystery Bible Quiz. Sorry, I'm having a bit of a laugh. Zoe put her headphones on and her hair just kind of went.
I'm having an interesting hair day, you guys. Being a student is not easy.
You know what? Sometimes we just survive.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible quiz for this week is, what is the name of King David from the Bible's only, well, it's his only named daughter? We believe he had more.
Oh, definitely.
But this is the only daughter that had a name. Can you guys send that through to us? I'm not going to give you the scripture this time because this is a really easy question.
Mm-hmm.
So please send us those answers to 081-729-1657 or telegram us at the same number.
An interesting tip for this is the singer Toni Braxton has like six sisters, and one of the sisters is named after this woman, actually. So if you are a Toni Braxton stan, and I can't blame you, her voice is soulful, I think you know exactly who I'm talking about. So as you guys are waiting and getting your phones out, please listen to Face to Face by Alan Funnycack.
Degrees on I Am Youth Movement.
You said if I seek you, you would draw closer. I'm laying down at your feet. Here in your presence, my heart surrenders. You're all that I wanna see. I am not going until I see you standing here. Take me deeper into you. You are all I desire. Oh.
You Face to Face. We just listened to that by Alan Funnycack. Loco is Laka. And it was quite a nice song.
Yeah, it's always weird to me when the local artists are played on the radio station, because I'm so used to in my spaces hearing like the Hillsongs and the Bethel. So I really like that we're getting more into that space at a music level in South Africa.
So true. We're really evolving.
So before the song, we had a Bible quiz question. The question was, what is the name of King David's only named daughter? And I'm going to tell you guys the answer. It is Tamar.
Woo!
How do you say that in English?
Tamar.
Tamar. See, there's always this weird language barrier with names in the studio, because I have only learned these. I study in Afrikaans, but then you read... Well, I study in English, but then you read all the names, and in your head you're doing the Afrikaans accent.
Yeah.
No idea how... Tamar, you say?
Tamar. I'm learning. Nicodemus.
I still don't... I practiced saying it in English, and I just... I can't.
Oh my goodness. It's so interesting though.
Say Nicodemus.
Nicodemus.
Nicodemus. Nicodemus. Nah. Nicodemus. So the answer from this question came from 2 Samuel 13 verse 1. That is the first time she is mentioned. But unfortunately it is a bit of a tragedy. Mm-hmm. But she is featured many times in that story. If you were wanting to do some reading on gender-based violence, give Tamar's story a read.
Indeed. It is, unfortunately, a very sad example in the Bible. yeah, we're going to go straight on into the happy health tips to lighten things up a little bit.
Health tips. How to be happy in your health. It's not just about being healthy, it's about being happy. Should be quite interesting. Chocolates are the true source of happiness.
So we are currently in the happy health tip, and I'm sure Inga is telepathically gifting me with the ways to just do this as best as I can, but I'm going to do it as best as I can. So I'm going to give you guys some tips on how to have a nice, fun day. The first is to start with a healthy breakfast that fuels the body and provides energy for the day. Try not to get it too sugary of a breakfast.
Mm, yeah, we got not a lecture today, but we had a nice conversation while recording.
Yeah.
And yeah, not to sugar load your breakfast.
Yeah. In fact, we were encouraged to not even have breakfast, but that's a bit extreme.
Also to not have sugar at all.
Yeah. So we're not going to take those tips today.
This is a sweet, positive show.
Indeed. We like to keep things fun. Chocolates are the happiness of life.
Mm.
So next is to let the kids, if you have any or if there are any in the home, prepare at least one meal a day. This helps them to feel like they are contributing to something positive. And then next, you can eat together as a family as often as possible. Maybe you don't have a dining room in your house, that's okay. You can often gather around maybe the couch, or there should be a communal area in the house. If there is, if not, maybe you can Zoom call your family members from different rooms in the house.
And I know this is really hard to do, but it's good to have at least one meal together.
Yes.
Whether breakfast works well for the family, dinner is often a popular one, but I know like with a modern family, dinner just often doesn't work.
Yeah.
So see when you guys can get together and just, you know, TV off, check in with each other.
Yeah, it's very good for family bonding, very necessary. The next one is to take time while you're eating. It takes about 20 minutes for the brain to tell the body that you are full. So the slower you eat, the more you'll be able to not only savor the food, but you won't end up overeating, which is good because then I've heard that that's the secret to one of the reasons why Japanese people tend to live so long, because they eat until they are at an 80% capacity. So, you know, if I want to live to be one of those people who are going to be 200 years old, like those ads tell us about, maybe I'll consider doing that.
But see, I'm Afrikaans. Our Christmas, if you're not rolling to wherever you're going next, you didn't Christmas right.
But
or
as you
Easter.
Should.
So like, this is a cultural shift for me, which I know is important health-wise.
No, but same.
How do you eat until 80%? Like,
I don't know. It's a Japanese thing, I'm telling you.
My brain's just like, you eat,
and then your body's like, no.
And then you stop.
Mm, same. Like, this tip, like, I've heard it before.
Must have practiced it.
I don't know how to implement it at all, because I don't know how to decipher that. But if we figure out, maybe we'll make that a happy health tip.
If any of you guys can figure it out, WhatsApp us.
Mm-hmm, please send us a WhatsApp at 081-729-1657. Next is to aim to eat more fruits and vegetables. Aim for a total of 2 cups of fruit a day, 2.5 cups of vegetables each day. And yeah, you'll be so much healthier. The fruits and vegetables are chocked full with minerals, vitamins. An apple a day may not keep the doctor away, but it'll keep you healthy.
'Tis if you throw it hard enough.
Indeed, until he comes with a shield. He's like, you must take these. Next is to drink plenty of fluids. Choose water, low-fat milk. We just had some low-fat milk now, Amarine, actually. Non-fat milk, low-calorie beverages, or maybe even milk from, you know, dairy alternatives. You know, those ones made from beans and
the
stuff?
Oat milk,
yeah,
and the
rice
almond
milk. Soy milk, maybe not soy milk. Then to eat more grains. This includes oats, brown rice, rye, and whole wheat pasta. Try to eat at least 3 ounces of whole grains a day. Your body will thank you for it. The 9th tip is to serve a variety of foods. I'm sure the food pyramid is flashing in many people's heads right now. It's a very colorful pyramid.
Mm. But just keep your plate colorful.
So true.
And making geel rice does not count as making your plate more colorful.
No.
That's still rice, guys.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. And then the last one, which I think ties in very nicely to an earlier, Tepes, to serve food in smaller portions. This is nice because then you can go for seconds if you are not satisfied with the small portion. My mom forces me to do that often.
But it's a better way to eat because I think then you sit and enjoy your food. Like it really, it's just a smarter way to eat because what I do when I'm very hungry is I overload my plate.
Same.
And then halfway through, I'm just like, oh, but I was taught you finish everything on your plate.
Right?
So it's just this vicious cycle.
So true. It's, I think that's one of the reasons why my mom is now forcing me to take smaller quantities because I often will take a large quantity because I'm ravenous and then not end up finishing it. And then who really wins? Now the kitchen fridge is filled with my leftovers and no.
Your dad at 3 a.m. wins.
Legit. But that is all the happy health tips I have for this week, you guys. And just like that, it is 5 minutes to 8 o'clock here on 180 degrees, 7 to 9 a.m.
Yeah, at the end of the show once more.
Right?
There's a cool show coming up after this. Mm-hmm. I believe it's being thrown over from Pretoria. So please stick around and see what they're doing.
Exactly. It's a fun youth show you guys don't want to miss. But for now, just vibe to one by Vibrancy. And this has been 180 Degrees.
Signing out.